Morning, Mr. President.
How are you? How are you
feeling?
Pretty good.
That's good. I'm very glad to hear that. Look, I'm coming into Washington. This is my first trip out of town to chair the Citizens Poverty Conference on Wednesday of next week. And if your schedule would permit, I'd like to visit with you briefly sometime on Tuesday, preferably in the afternoon late if possible.
No, I think so. Okay, we're going to be here Tuesday, and Walt Ruth is coming to town, wants to see us Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, we can do it. Well, I can't say right now because I'm not at my desk, but I'll have my person call your secretary, and my guess would be at 5:30, 6 o'clock somewhere in the latter part of the afternoon.
All right. Well, I'll double check when I get in there.
Wait a minute. Oh, no, we got a bunch of congressmen coming in. This at 6:30. He thinks 1 or 1:30. I usually don't go to lunch till 2 or 2:30. Would that suit you better than?
I'm gonna see Hubert at 1, but I can juggle that.
If you want to, we'll just tentatively set it up, say 1:30, and you can see him right across the street and come right on over.
Very good. All right.
We'll tentatively set it at 1:30 Tuesday.
1:30. I'll double check when I get in there.
All right. Now. Any other news?
Well, I'm working on a number of things that I think you'll be interested in, but I won't take your time now. I'll talk to you about it.
There's one thing that I'm very distressed about, and I need some of your thinking, and I don't want anybody to know it. I'm taking it up with you because I think it would hurt us instead of help us. Barbara Ward told me yesterday, and I've had this report from several intellectuals around, that in their judgment, they're more thinking people, thinking about improving their land and their life than they have observed in America in any period that they've known it. That they find that the county judge and the mayor is really talking about poverty. That the hospital people are really talking about putting an extra wing on and having a better diagnostic center. That they're concerned about natural beauty and getting rid of the cars. They laughed at the people when they said billboards a few years ago, but now they're really concerned, and they're fussing at the junkyards along the road and the pollution of the rivers, and the whole natural beauty thing. That there've been more editorials about it and more people about it, more garden clubs are getting interested. And I really feel that, and I see it in my mail, and I hear it people I talk to, so I don't believe I'm being misled. Now, if that's true, that's a good sign and something we want to build on. I gathered from the Senate chairman the other night, beginning with Byrd and going down the list of all the chairmen of the committees in the Senate, they all were pretty cooperative and wanted to help on practically all of my legislation. We're getting a little flack the last day or two on the Catholics being able to get a pencil and a tablet. They don't get but $100 million all of the tablets in the country out of the bill. All of it goes the other way, but there's some of them trying to stir that up a little bit, but we hope that we can get it passed, and looks like we will before we get that torn. We will have the greatest breakthrough in our lifetime. But Pat McNamara spoke up with a voice that somebody had really gotten had talked to, because he's not a creative or original person, as you know, and was very adamant and very opposed to our taking this 3% of the highway trust funds that the present law that Harry Byrd even approved many years ago under Eisenhower allows you to take to beautify. And he just said that you just can't do that, and you better not touch that, and if you do that, well, we'll just have a war, and so on and so forth. Now, somebody,
you're 100% right on the basic feeling. You know what's happening in America, Mr. President? People are beginning to understand that just more gadgets is not the purpose of our life. They want beauty, they want depth, they want human values, and this is, I think, one of the most significant things that's happened in this country in the last 100 years.
Well, that's what Barbara was saying yesterday at lunch here.
Absolutely right, but I feel it all over this country. I've organized in the last 6 months in my own little community here a citizens' conservation committee. And I got the people in this community more excited about cleaning up this new stream that goes through here. And this is going all over this country.
People
want to drive down a highway and see beauty. They don't want to see junkyards and a bunch of automobiles piled up there and ugly billboards. They want to see what nature created.
That's exactly what we feel. Now, where would that be coming from Michigan? Why would they not want to...
I don't see how Pat could feel that way, and I'll go to work on this right away today.
Now, bear in mind that Harry Byrd, when they originally passed this bill, they provided that out of the total sum, we've spent 90% on interstate highways. But the not to exceed 3% of the fund can be used by the State Department, Highway Department, for beautification and planting grass along the shoulders and planting wildflowers and improving it and getting things out of the way. I ordered the Secretary of Commerce to order the Bureau of Public Roads, to order the State Highway Departments to make use of that. They don't have to. It's optional. But I ask him to. Now, Pat comes in and tells me that if we intend to use any of this trust fund money for this hoi polloi, this screwball stuff, then he's not going to permit it. Now, he's real tough. Now, you must not quote me. You just must get the positive, affirmative people to see how in your state, where you're producing all these automobiles, we're going to produce so many more, and we're going to have Travel USA, and we're going to put on a real campaign. De Gaulle's getting all of our money, and his hotel's a billionaire. And we're going to try to make them see America, and go to Wyoming, and go to Colorado, and take the kids out on Sunday afternoon. And where the auto workers are trying to lead and sponsor, we sure want to make these places attractive to drive on, because we'll make more automobiles and sell more. You got to find some positive, affirmative approach. Now, you're intelligent enough to take the ball from there, but that is dangerous to my program for...
I'm going to pick this one up. Let me just make one other point here. Did you ever drive down a good highway with a big bare parking strip in the middle? If we had shrubbery in there, that would be an important safety factor, because the glare of the headlights of the cars going one way would not shine in the face of the people going the other way.
That's exactly right. And we've got to do things like that. Mary Lasker's taking Park Avenue and put flowers down the middle of it, and got everybody excited and talking about it. And they can stand New York City because of it.
I'm with you 1,000,000% on this, and I'll go to work on Pat right away.
Now, my natural beauty message is going up Monday. And it is an eloquent thing. Dick Goodwin and some of the boys have worked very hard with Lawrence Rockefeller and Stu Udall and the National Parks people. And they've got the biggest zip that they've had since Roosevelt, since the CCC came. And they're just really walking on air, and we think it'll be our best message, and it'll give you something to tie into when you come Tuesday. But please arrange a meeting where you can talk to them about the interest of the auto workers in seeing USA by car.
Very good. I'm going to work on this right away.
Thank you.